Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, good evening, or even good afternoon, or good morning, wherever you are listening to us. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live here on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. I've got an amazing show lined up here for you today. I've got an amazing guest in the studio with us today, which is, well, saying he's in the studio, he's just done a runner. I think he's running back into the studio because he knows we are live. The flashy light is saying that we are live, and here he comes. But no, he's an amazing guest. He's been on before. He's been on a few times before, in fact, to the Mike Spirit FM family. And we welcome back my good friend and fellow co-worker, because not only is he a good friend, we have worked together several times before, quite a few times. And this is a good friend of mine. I'm sure you'll recognize his voice. It is none other than Lee Petrolingo. Hi, Lee. How are you doing there?
Oh, fine, thanks, Mike. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very well, and all the better now that you've come back to Studio One, because I was just explaining that you did do a runner about 20 seconds before we went live, but glad that you're back. You know, I know that your life is busy, Lee, but I didn't realize it was that busy that you had to do a runner in the middle of a radio show. But all that matters is that you are here and that you're fine. So Lee, let's find out more about you, because I know that, you know, I can't believe I'm going to say this. This is a man I've lost out to twice. You've beat me twice. A fair play to you. You've beat me twice. Because, Lee, you have won the most popular male medium in Wales. How does that feel, Lee?
I don't know. It just feels normal to me.
How does it feel to be sitting next to the man that came second?
Oh, you're my mate. You don't make a difference, does it? We all work for spirits. We all work together. I won it for Wales, didn't I?
That's right, but you did. You won the most popular male medium in Wales, and congratulations from for that.
Thank you.
2 years consecutive, two lovely trophies. But what? 3 years, sorry. 3 years consecutive, three trophies. Fantastic. But, Lee, how does it feel to be sat next to the national award-winning medium?
Oh, good one, man.
Well, because, you know what, that's one thing you didn't win, because I beat you hands down on that one. So,
yeah, I didn't apply that one, did I?
Well, you know, if you did, you'd still be second. I'm sure.
All right, then.
But no, Lee, you know, I know there is no winners. There is no second place, because in my eyes, we're both winners. Because you are quite right in what you're saying. We both work for the spirit world, and that's what's important, isn't it? Knowing that our energies blend together as one, not only here on the radio in Mike's Broad FM studios, but it's not unusual for us to stand on the same stage together, is it?
No, exactly. Church working as well.
That's right, because it wasn't that long ago that we stood on the same stage.
That's right.
In a lovely charity event, which I advertised on the radio, which, mind you, was a very successful night, wasn't it?
It was indeed.
Lots of people there, and a few other mediums worked with us, which was nice. But you know, when I seen the write-up of the show and seen your name, Lee Petrolingo, I was quite excited to know that not only was I going to be working with my friend, but I was going to be seeing my friend again, because it is, within this job, we are like passion ships in the night, aren't we?
Definitely, indeed.
You know, because you are doing your thing, I'm doing my thing, and there's no thing in between for us to kind of meet up. You know, it's a busy life, isn't it?
It is, and what we suppose is a very lonely life, too.
It is, most definitely. Well, Lee, tell everyone who is Lee Petrolingo.
Well, as I described, my name is Lee Petrolingo, and I'm a true Romany clairvoyant, and I come from the oldest family of clairvoyants and palmists in the world. My family, all generations, have done readings and worked with spells and magic, and originally from Mexico, and we're called Curandero, and Curandero means like a spiritual healer, a reader, vidente, reader, psychic, you know, so it's all this in the blood.
So I know that, you know, I've been down to your place in Cardiff more than once, and it says there that, you know, you are international which that's right. I know that you're international because, you know, it's very hard to nail you down, so to speak, because, you know, you're always in somewhere or other. You're in Spain 1 minute and then you're off somewhere else the next minute. Is that difficult to cope to your life? Because I know that you're very busy, Manly.
Oh, no, I find time for it all.
Perfect. And you know, that's what's important, isn't it? Finding time to fit spirit in and to work in harmony with spirit as you go along with your everyday to day life, isn't it?
Yeah, because you have loads of self-control, loads of prayer, loads of meditation, loads of fasting, all for spiritual development, you know?
And that is important, isn't it?
Exactly. So you can't be a friend of spirit and a friend of the world the same. You only can choose one.
So how can people get a hold of you, Lee? Is there somewhere where, you know, just imagine, you know, our 60,000 listeners that listen to us right now at this moment in time. How can they get a hold of Lee Petrolingo?
Well, they go to my website and they can email me on www.gypsylee-.com.uk.
So that's, let me say that a bit slower because I know that you speak a little bit fastly.
Okay.
That's www.gypsy-lee. So that's www.gypsylee-.com. Simple as that. Gypsylee-.com. I know they can catch you on Facebook.
That's right, on Facebook.
So what's your Facebook name, Lily?
It's Lee Petrolingo.
Just as simple as that, Lee Petrolingo.
That's right, yeah.
Do you like to keep things simple?
Simple's easy.
Simple. I like simple because I can adjust to simple. I can't do things when it's hard. But Lee Petrolingo on Facebook. Are you on Twitter?
No.
I don't blame you. Because I can't work. I don't care.
I can't either. I've tried it, but I can't get no order.
Maybe it's something to do with mail mediums. Because I know Kerry has Twitter. She can work Twitter. And she always says to me, oh, come here, let me show you what to do. And I usually come home from work, Lee, and I go, oh, look at my phone. I've got like five or six things there. And it's got the little birdie by the side of it that looks like Twitter thing. And she goes, oh, come here, let me have a look. So she shows me and tells me what it is. I'm like, I'm trying my hardest, mate, to take it all in. But I can't adjust to it because it's hard.
Yeah.
But no, Kerry kind of sorts out that side of things for me because I can't do it. So you have, so you don't have Twitter. So we have Facebook and we have your website, which I know Kerry is busy posting that in the chat room. It's already done. So let me tell you people how you can get hold of today's show, how you can get a reading with myself or with Lee Petrolingo. All you need to do. You need to dial in and dial in now because I know the phone lines get very busy. But I must explain something to you firstly.
Yes, Mike.
Because this show is live in America as we speak, it's normally 3 p.m. in America.
All right.
Okay, so, and that's on the east coast of America because you know America is massive. The east coast of America is 3 p.m. On the Pacific side, which is the other side of America, it would be at 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
All right.
But today is slightly different because, would you believe, America's already put their clocks forward?
Never.
And it confused me like you wouldn't believe just now. I came into Studio One, signed in, and thought, oh, we've got a good 45 minutes yet. I knew that you hadn't arrived, but the show was already running. Can you imagine how devastated I was?
Definitely.
Can you imagine how devastated Kelly was when she had to edit everything?
Definitely.
So next week, it looks like we may even be going out earlier. Oh, but we'll see. I think we'll keep it to our UK time, I think, because, you know, life is difficult enough in Studio One. It really is. So we'll keep it to the usual. So for the next 3 weeks, I think this next 3 weeks, if you are listening in America, the show will be at 4 p.m. EST, okay? On a PST, it's going to be 1 p.m. PST because of your clocks changing. Until us people in the UK, because we quite slowly at everything, you know, we put our clocks forward a little bit later on, exactly at the end of the year. That's it, the end of the month. And it confuses me. It really does. So let me tell you how to get hold of today's show. It's simple. If you are listening in America, you need to dial 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside the USA, and that's anywhere in the world outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are listening through our other ways of broadcasting, which is GH Talk Radio, which is Spreaker, which is on the website, the Mike Spirit FM, then you need to go into the show page, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/Mike Spirit FM. That's where you'll find our show page. And that's where you will find the Skype button. Simply just press the Skype button and you'll come through here to Studio One. I'll see your call and, excuse me, then you can tell us a live show because I'm coughing. I'll see you in Studio One, then we'll put you through as your call comes in. So, Lee, let's hear a little bit more about you. How long have you been working as a medium?
I've been working as a medium since I was a young child, and I've been doing readings since I was 11 years old.
11?
Yeah, now 36.
36?
Yeah.
You don't look 36.
I am, no.
Does he look 36? Nah, he doesn't look 36. He's younger than you. My God, I feel old. I'm 39 this year, Lee.
36, I am.
39 this year.
You don't look it, Mike.
Oh, thank you very much, Lee. I only said that to you because I thought you may say the same back. Thank you very much. It worked. But no, you know, Lee Petrolingo, you've been working since you were 11.
That's right.
And you worked all over the place.
That's right.
All over the UK. I know you're a regular medium at the Brit Awards.
That's right.
Rub shoulders of many stars.
I do, yeah.
I got a coughing fit going on. Rub shoulders of many stars. There is a rumour this year I may be going. We'll see about that.
That's good.
That's if you invite me. You never know. No, next year, I mean.
All right. That's different, yeah. Next year, yeah.
Yeah, I wish I had a mute button. I really do. next year, there is a rumour next year that me and Lee Petrolingo may be, okay, I'll say it again, may be at the Brit Awards next year doing readings side by side. Wouldn't that be good?
It will be very good, Mike.
It'll be very good. I'll have to leave that on your keeper, Blansley, see how it goes. So you've been working since you were 11. I know that you've got a few places where people can come and see you in person. You're still in Cardiff?
In Cardiff and in Pontypridd, I got a booth as well.
Okay, so let's go to Cardiff first. So if you are in the vicinity of the UK and you are near Cardiff, or you want to even go down to Cardiff, simply go to it's the old Indoor Market,
old
isn't
Indoor
it?
Indoor Market, St. Mary's Street.
That's right, St. Mary's Street. One step ahead of me, as always. You must be psychic, you know what I was going to say. see, there's the old Indoor Market in Cardiff. And you've got a lovely little booth there. I know I've been there. And you do some wonderful work there. You've got some lovely things that you use. Because, you know, I know that you can use your traditional mediumship.
That's right.
I know you can use cards, crystals, crystal balls. You can do lots of other
astrology. I do palmistry, and I'm a palm reader. I mean, I don't actually read your lines. I hold you on as a form of energy psychometry, and I have a link that way with you.
Okay.
Right. I do tarot. That's a little more at your past, present, future, and then my guide can prove several of the card relates to you. I do a crystal ball, which is pure clairvoyancy, where I have visions inside the crystal, plus a link with my guide as well. And I also do numerology, work with your date of birth and numbers. I do different forms of astrology. I do Chinese astrology, I do Western astrology, and I do Vedic astrology as well.
Okay, right. That sounds like a mouthful to me anyway.
I also do the rune stones as well. And I used to, and because when I was younger, the first thing I learned was actually a Spanish playing card. I read the Spanish playing card. So I read the Spanish playing card, which is so accurate, and it's so precise for what you've been through in the last 12 months. The present and the immediate future, next 3 to 4 weeks, 3 to 4 months, are very, very accurate. They are. I also read the guitarist. The guitarist is I don't really know an English word for guitarist. It's the mirror of destiny.
Okay.
And we use the beans and we look at you again, your past, your present, and your future, and we ask specific questions and they give us the answers. I do the Cymraeg, and I also do the coffee as well. I read the art of coffee as well.
Okay, perfect. So there's just a number of
and
things.
And dream analysis as well.
And a dream analysis.
Yes, I'm also a Reiki master.
Reiki master,
yeah,
okay.
And I do Koran Dermis. I also remove the evil eye and I do spiritual work to bring out changes that you want to happen.
Okay. You know, he seems like a very knowledgeable man, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Gary,
and
really
we call it Bruhost, Brucast, we call it. You know, it
a
witch.
A what?
Bruhost, Brucast. It means like witch.
Right, okay. Yeah. So, explain to me what that is. I'm a little bit slow there.
Broadcast. It's when we, like, if you come, if you've got something's happening to you, and it's like someone has influence in your life in some kind of way, like through black magic or through witchcraft, I can look for the blockers. You can move that from your aura.
Right.
Blocks that change
okay.
Things in your life as well.
Okay, well, seeing that, mind, but actually, Lee, I don't know if you know this, but on a Monday night, I go to a spiritist church in Port Albert.
Oh, yeah.
And I take a class I got some lovely students in my class.
Lovely.
I really have. And this week I'm going to go through blockages and how to remove blockages, because you know, in this work, you know, we do have jealousy and, you know, what I would call backstabbing and all this kind of thing that goes on, which is, you know, okay, it happens, it's not nice. But when you before you realize that you're under this psychic attack, I call it, it affects us, doesn't it? It affects the way that we work. And, you know, I find by using this method, it kind of clears all that.
It does indeed.
And then it allows you to be what I would call a pure channel for the spirit to come through and use you.
That's right.
As an instrument. So, yeah, we're going to do this exercise tomorrow evening down at Port Harbour Spiritualist Church, and do some clearing work, and then get down to the nitty-gritty, so to speak, you know, where people can link to spirit. And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that class. I'm sure that all those that sat in that class should be looking forward to. So, you know, we kind of work on a similar lines, you know, forte for me, and particularly in the thing of Mike Spirit FM, we connect to the spirit world, which I know that you do that, hence the reason why you're in Studio One, which is perfect. So, yeah, call in if you want to read in. I know that the phone lines are stacking up, even though that we are an hour late in America time, but we're bang on time here in the UK. So let's go to our first track this evening. I'm sure that you're going to love this one, and Lee, I'm sure you're going to love this one as well. So let me just press this button here and just say to you all, enjoy.
Let's rage.
And here you were, you were gonna come to me.
And here you are,
but you better choose carefully.
Yeah,
I'm capable of anything, of anything, and everything.
Make me your Aphrodite. Make me your one and only.
Don't make me your enemy. Your enemy. Your enemy.
So you wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare?
Going back.
Okay, seems like we're having some technical difficulties with that song. Never mind. Maybe we'll go back to that in a bit. You never know. Let's just see if we can pick up where we left off. Maybe Katy Perry and just don't like it. Let me just go back and let me just try Lee's Choice. Let's see if Lee's Choice is any good for us. So let's go to Lee's Choice.
Bye.
That was a lovely track by Dolly Parton, These Old Bones, and that was Lee's choice. So, Lee, are you ready to go into the phone lines, mate?
Yes, my man.
Can you move? Oh, you want to just smash up Studio One? Yeah,
no,
you
sorry,
smash up Studio One as much as you want, mate.
No, I'll leave it. I won't move it just in case.
Okay. Okay, so let's go to the phone lines, and let's go to area code 510 and say hi. 510.
Hi.
Can we take your name, please?
Hi. Tamika.
Yeah, can we take your name, sorry?
Tamika. Mika. M.
Okay, Tamika, can we ask you where you're calling from there, please?
California.
Okay, it's a really bad line. Sorry, say that again.
California.
Florida. Okay, perfect. Okay,
no,
you're welcome.
California.
Okay, I missed that. Sorry, say that again.
California.
Right, okay, Bulgaria, perfect. Okay, Tamika, let me hand you over to Lee, okay? I don't know if you've got a question for Lee.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to ask a question to Lee there.
Hello?
Hello, yeah. I wanted to know, do you see anything blossoming with a friend of mine that I'm trying to get close to?
Okay, so really bad line, Tamika. Can you just repeat that, please?
I want to know, do you guys see me getting close to someone that I became friends with? Do you see anything blossoming?
Okay, we're not really catching you. Can you just give that to us one more time? Just tell us one more time there.
I wanted to know, do you guys see anything blossoming with a friend of mine that I'm getting close to?
Okay, what I call to that, do we see anything coming up with your daughter, is that right?
No. No. I want to know, do you guys see anything blossoming with a friend of mine that I became friends with?
Okay, we really not understanding you, Tamika. It's a bad line, it really is. All we call to that is, do we see anything coming up in, and then we kind of lost you there.
With a friend of mine that I'm friends with, do you see anything blossoming?
Right. Okay, so do we see anything blossoming with a friend of yours? Okay, no problem. Do you see anything coming up in this lady's life to do with a friend of hers?
What is your friend's name?
It's start with a P.
We missed that again, Tamika. What was your friend's name?
P. Start with a P. Name start with a P.
I feel this is a male friend of yours.
Yeah.
See? Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What did you say?
I can see the friend you're interested in. It's a male friend?
Yes, it is.
Around this friend, I can see he's going to become a lot more happy. He's going to become a lot more content. There's new people and new opportunities entering his life. Going to stand me, yeah?
Yeah.
I also feel around this friend, between you and this man, there's a strong emotional connection.
Yeah, I want to know, what is that? Because I felt it when I first met him.
Yeah, because you feel like things are being delayed here. This man, he's not a partner of yours, but there is a very strong connection there.
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes, that's true.
Because I got a lot of delays there. I got a lot of jealousy. I got a lot of spite around this man. Right? This man comes across very confident, and he's also very independent, I can see as well.
Yes, yeah.
And what you're looking for, you want a traditional relationship with this man, because you're looking for you want the friendship to develop into a relationship with this man.
Yes, hopefully, if it's possible.
Yeah, right, this way I can see. Right, but at the present moment, you haven't got the right balance there. You got to just try and be patient. Don't try and control things. With this man, you got to let things unfold naturally. It's safe to love this man, right? But do not judge this man. Let him come to you. Let him make all the romantic gestures. Can you understand me, yeah? Because he's constantly in your mind. You do a lot of thinking about this man.
Yeah.
And your thoughts are getting stronger, you know?
Right.
So
at
the moment, you spend a lot of time on your own, and I can see you doing a lot of thinking, you know?
Yes, that's true. Yes,
but this man's very genuine. This man does like you. He does find you very attractive, but at the moment, he's not ready for you. You've got to just be patient, and you've got to wait.
Okay, that's what I'm doing. That's why we're friends.
Right? Now I see a transition with this man, and I can see everything change around this man. There's been a death around you of a father figure.
My father figure?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm having real trouble difficulty to understand you.
Oh, you were saying something about my father figure? My father?
Yeah, there's been a death around you.
Yeah, my father did pass, yeah.
He passed away because he spirits with you?
Yeah, he passed away 7 years ago, I think.
But your father's in the room with me, and he's loving spirits all around you, right?
Uh-huh,
telling me there's going to be a positive new beginning for you, right?
Okay.
And the positive beginning will be of a new relationship. Can you understand me?
Oh.
And he's, right?
Yeah.
Hello? I'm sorry, I'm
listening.
Yeah, your father's saying that'll be a positive new beginning of a new relationship. Can you understand me? Yes, But at the moment, you got your life is just in limbo. You got to just be patient. Yeah. Stop and try and think, make things happen, you know? Stop from analyzing
things.
Stop from worrying because you're stressing yourself out all the time.
Yes, yes. Yes.
He's telling me you can be your own worst enemy. You place too many restrictions on yourself. You get very frustrated inside. And you can take your frustration out on the wrong people. And he's asking it to stop. Can you understand me?
Yes, I understand.
He wants you just with this male friend you like, he is there, just have an orthodox approach to this relationship, you know? Just be patient.
Okay.
Patient. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. But your father will
thank
you very much. And he's talking over you. Thank
you.
I love
him too.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I have somebody wants to. I want to know if someone can ask a question. This is like their first time they would be on here.
Okay, Tamika, what was that last question you just asked?
A friend of mine wanted to ask a quick question. This is, it'd be like her first time ever being on here.
Your friend wants to read in as well. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes. She has a question, but she's nervous.
Okay. Unfortunately, you'll have to call back in. Okay, call back in.
Okay.
And we'll pick it a little bit later on because we do have other people online.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay. Remember, please do download a copy of your reading and in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, we'll say thank you very much for listening there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay. Lee, well done for your first reading on air tonight. Now it's time for you to put your feet up, so to speak, and I'll do the next one. So let's go to area code 917 and say, hi, 917. Are you there with us?
Yes. Hi. Thank you for having your show today.
Okay, can we take your name there, please?
Yes, my name is Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
And where are you, Tina?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, perfect. Okay, let me just get started here with you today, Tina, because I know that, the minute that I'm hearing your voice, I know I have a connection here from the spirit world that certainly comes through there to you straight away. And I am aware to say to you that there's someone from the spirit world trying to make contact. There's a lady here from the spirit world that's trying to make contact with me, and she's been telling me here that she's been doing that for quite some time. I know as this lady comes forward, she links towards your mum's side of your family when she was here with us. I believe that this lady could even be like a mother's love here, or certainly a grandmother's love, because I know that she's very close into your vibration. She tells me that when she passed, that she went quite suddenly when she went home to the spirit world, but I know that she makes me aware that she's so close in your vibration, she haven't left your side since the moment she's passed. She does make me aware that when she went, that she fought, and she fought right away to the end of her life there, Tina. Do you understand who this lady is?
That could be three people. My actual mom, another one, Mother McAdams, and my grandmother. So it could be three of them.
Okay. Well, let me have a little bit more information off it. Now, she makes me aware that when she passed, she certainly was lying down when she passed, so I know that she would have been confined or restricted to a bed or a hospital bed or something. Okay, so she makes me aware. Now, it was the hospital this lady passed in, because I'm hearing the machines that starts to beep in the background there, so I know that she would have passed in the hospital. Does that clear up there for you, Tina?
Oh, that's my mom.
It's your mom. Bless her heart, because I know that she's that close there to you. And see, as your mom steps forward, she makes me aware that in your life at the moment, it's been very much difficult in your life, because you've been striving so hard to achieve something, but it's been proven to be very difficult at the moment in your life. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I understand.
And almost to the point where you feel as if you want to pull your hair out, because I know it's been that difficult that you've been, you know, working your hardest through this, battling on through it, but it seems as if you get to nowhere very fast. Do you understand of this?
Yes, sir.
And Tina, you know, I want to say that the encouragement from this lady, from your mum in the spirit world, is to keep going there, Tina, because I know that she will do her utmost best from where she is to keep pushing you forward, to keep making this condition right there for you, because she says to me that you feel as if you've been landed in the deep end, okay? I got to remember I'm live on air as well, as I'd say the wrong things, but, you know, you've been because, you know, that's the way your mum is, isn't it? That she would come through with these wonderful, colourful words, because that's what she's saying to me. She says, you know, there's no need to mince my words, just say it as it is. But, you know, I've got to be careful. But
I understand. I wanted to ask. Yeah, I understand what she's saying. I wanted to ask about my relationship with Lewis.
You want to ask about your relationship with who? Sorry.
Lewis.
Okay, and that's somebody here up on this earth. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and will I be right in saying to you that it's been difficult at the moment? Is that right?
I didn't speak to him for a while, but he came back, so that would be a relief, actually. I've been doing things on my own.
Okay, so it has been difficult, then, if he's gone and he's come back. Now, if I said to you that that you feel a little bit strange at the moment within that relationship, is that right? It feels strange to you at the moment, as if there's, like, a lack of trust there. Does that make sense there to you?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay, see, because I know I want to say that to you that, you know, it can work out, but it's going to take a lot of hard work to make it work out. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, see, so I know that your mum is with you there, trying to prove her existence. So, Tina, no, even as we speak, your mum is doing her very best there to prove to you there that she's within your life there from the spirit world, and she'll do everything that it takes to make things settle there for you. Now, I was going to leave you there, but there's a gentleman that's just gently stepped into my vibration here, and this could be, it's not your dad, I don't feel it's your dad, but I certainly want to go to your dad's side of your family, of a gentleman there that would have passed, and he tells me that there was a long, prolonged passing that he had. He suffered for many years, I feel, with a condition he passed with. I know that his chest is very tight. I don't believe that's how he passed, mind, because he tells me that whatever this problem was, restricted his breathing. Thank you, sir. It's cancer that took this man home to the spirit world, and I know that it results within the stomach. That's where it starts, and he tells me it traveled, and as it traveled, he fought with every ounce of breath that he had before he passed home to the spirit world, but in the end, it took charge and took his life home to the world of spirit there. Do you understand who this man is?
I wasn't really close with him, but I think it would be my father's brother. I didn't really know him, he was a recluse.
Okay.
So I think it would be him, but yeah, I really didn't know that part of my family that very well. My dad is still alive.
Okay, that's fine. See, because I knew it wasn't your dad, but I know that he links with your dad. So if this is your dad's brother, that's how he passed. Certainly, that's the way he's coming forward. And even though that you're saying that you didn't know him very well, that matters not. What matters is that he is around. He's displaying the wonderful energy that he has from the spirit world to be with you this evening. Demonstrate about close he is. And he says to me that you have a beautiful aura around your vibration there. And, you know, you just emanate some wonderful colors. And I know that there's so much inside of you that you want to give. There's so much love for you to give out. But you're just so eager to give it at the moment because you're feeling as if it's like your last chance. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do. Now, with Lewis, like I said, I'm into ministry, and I've been quiet for quite some time, so I left Lewis alone. But now that he's come back, it wasn't difficult with him. So now I think he's talking about marriage. So you said I still should give him a chance?
Okay, most definitely, because he says to me there that you feel as if it's like your last chance. And what he tells me, you know, that we all have more chances than what we think. You know, you work hard at that one if you wish. But I know that the end result there will be there for you, that, you know, there is a settlement within your life. It will come, but you have to be a little bit more, you know, instead of giving, let's hold back a little bit. Let them do the chasing rather than you do the chasing. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Bless your heart, Tina. I know I've got to leave that there with you, but remembering, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day. Bye now. Bye.
You have a good day.
Let's go back over to Lee, and I know that before we do, he's trying to catch my attention. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. I do apologize there, but Lee is pulling me in all over shapes here, shapes and sizes, but that's okay. Let's go to area code 561 and say hi. 561, are you there with us? Hello, 561, are you there with us? 561, are you there with us? If not, we go to the next caller. 561, and then your number ends in 17, because we do have a few 561s. Last chance. Are you there with us? Okay, obviously not. Okay, let's go to the next caller. And let's go to area code. Maybe it's just a technical difficulty tonight. I don't know. But let's go to 510. Hi, 510. Are you there with us?
Hi, Mike Davis. How you doing?
Hi. Can we take your name there, please?
Tasha.
Okay. We are experiencing some difficulties for some reason. Maybe it's some weather conditions out in the Atlantic Sea. I don't know. Can we have your name again there, please?
Tasha.
Okay, again, we missed that.
Okay, hold on. It's Tasha.
Okay, can we try it one more time? What was your name, sorry?
Tasha.
Tasha.
Yes, Tasha.
Okay, Tasha, and can we ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from California.
From California, wonderful. Okay, well, I'm going to hand you straight over to my wonderful guest, to Lee. I know that Lee is eager to answer a question or whatever that you have, or just to make a connection to the spirit world. So, Lee, it's all over to you. This is Tasha.
Hello, Tasha. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
Okay. Oh, fine. Tasha?
Yes.
What's your question?
It's about my love relationship with this guy named Andre, and if you any messages from spirit.
Not too slow down for me now. Come on. What's your boyfriend's name?
Andre.
Pardon?
Andre.
Andre. All right. Wait for a second now. I'll just get a connection with you, right?
Okay.
The first thing I can see around you, why don't you trust this man? Why do you feel there's some kind of deception around the relationship?
I trust him.
Pardon?
I do trust him.
Okay, because he feels that you don't. Can you understand me, yes? Because this man, he feels very positive to you. And with this man, I can feel a strong soulmate connection.
Yes.
Understand me, yes? But this man needs a lot more time. He'd like you to be a lot more open towards him. Right?
Okay.
And I feel this relationship will go to a very deep commitment. Because I feel you can be very strong-minded.
Yes.
Yes, because you've got a will and a way of your own. You don't like being bossed and you don't like being told what to do either.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, you seem to forgive, but you don't forget.
Yes.
And emotionally, you put a face under the world because you smile on the outside, even when you're crying on the inside.
Yes.
Understand, yes? This man around you, he is very, very good for you. Right? And I've also feel the relationship will go to a deeper commitment. But first of all, where this man's concerned, don't try to control this man.
He feel like he can't trust me for what reason, I don't know, because I'm always honest with him.
Because he does trust you, but he's a bit insecure.
Yeah, that's true. Would that ever go away?
Yeah, let me tell you first. Now, this man, all he's trying to do is just trying to protect himself. He's afraid of his own actions. He knows he feels feels strong, intense emotions and feelings for you. But he's afraid that you're going to hurt him. That's what he's afraid of. He knows you're very character and you're very over-independent. And he can feel threatened by that. Can you understand me?
Okay.
Yet?
Yes.
Right? So with this man's concern, don't come across so independent, but this man's got a lot of respect for you. He's got strong feelings for you, but again, he's too emotionally involved. He's never felt this way, this deep with anybody before. He doesn't know how to cope with his emotions. And that's why he backs off a bit, then he comes close, then he backs off again.
Yeah, because he just backed off of me right now, so I want to know, do you see him?
No, I don't. This man, as I said, this man's just afraid of his own emotions, right? And you've got to just give this man time. Just be patient.
Okay.
Right? But let him have some space. Don't chase him. Because the more respect you got, the more sexually attractive this man will find you.
Okay.
Because you control things too much. Because you keep on It's very important to you. You keep on asking questions, know what's going on all the time. Don't. Would everyone you know he will tell you?
Okay.
Would you respect him enough at the moment to give me some space? That's what you need to do.
Okay.
You understand? You just need to be a bit
yes.
more patient because you get too impatient all the time. But this man,
yes.
I don't see anything else around him. And I can see he just wants to spend time on his own at the moment. And I can see his libido has gone very low at the present moment too. This man spent time on his own. I can see him doing a lot of thinking. He's doing a lot of analyzing.
Okay.
Understand it?
Yes.
And you've got to stop from worrying. You've got to stop from analyzing the situation. You've got to just relax with this man. That's what you need to do.
Okay.
Understand me, yeah?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because you're deeply emotionally involved with this man, but you're also afraid of losing this man.
Yes.
And you don't want to waste your time and energy if it's not going to work. That's
yes,
what you feel.
That's true.
But this man's not wasting your time. It's not a waste of energy. It's not a waste of emotion either. He genuinely does like
okay.
you. You know, but at the moment he's just not ready to commit. That's all.
Okay.
He gets. Like I said he's too insecure, and because he's insecure. When he cuts you out, it's like a self-protective mechanism. Then all at once, you're back in touch with you. So just focus on other aspects of life and give this man some space. Give him some...
Okay.
You understand? That's what I want you to do for me, right?
Okay.
I also feel you're very intuitive. You're also very spiritual aware yourself as well.
Yes.
Can you understand me, yeah?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because I feel you're very intuitive and you may get a lot of dreams as well. And if you do, it's important to translate your dreams and to learn to go to your intuition more.
Okay.
Understand, yeah? But this man,
yes.
don't take your friend's advice. Just do what feels right with this man. That's what you need to do.
Okay.
Okay, hope you enjoyed your reading.
Oh, any messages from that? So he will come back. Just give him time.
This man, he will be back in touch with you, yeah? But don't contact him. Wait for him to contact you. Don't frighten him off.
I'm not. Like, is there also any messages from the other side?
I'm sorry, I can't catch that one.
Any messages from the other side? Anybody that's around me right now?
Yeah. At the moment, no, I got nothing from spirit around you because your emotions are that strong with this man. He's so strong in your mind. You're not letting it relax enough for the spirits to come through for me. So you're really
okay.
more slightly defiant at the moment, you know?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I'm sorry?
As I said, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Tess,
okay.
for calling. And remember, you can always download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay, before we go back to the phone lines, let me play this next song there for you. I'm sure that you're going to enjoy. I know that I'm going to enjoy. I'm sure Lee is going to be twerking off his chair as we speak. So let's enjoy this one.
Easy come, easy go. That's just how you live. Oh, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open. Why were they open?
Ooh.
Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash, you did. To give me all your love is all I ever ask. Cause what you don't understand is I catch a grenade.
Do anything for you.
Okay, it does seem like as if you're having technical issues tonight. Let me try something new for you, everyone. Let me just do this. I'm going to hear, and I'm sure that I'll find something that you might just enjoy. So let's hope this one works. I'm sure that you heard the journey, and I'm sure that you heard the backing singers in the background there. That was my daughter Emily and our other daughter Shauna. Ooh, hang on, guys. I'm sure that everybody that's listening to us now, probably you know, the 60,000 people, would love to see. Of course, for singing live. Okay, you can leave us now. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. Well, you know, kids, they will play, they will enjoy, but, you know, they are doing singing lessons. How do you think that they done, Lee? Do you think that they sang along to that song all right?
Oh, they're brilliant. They were fantastic.
They were, weren't they, you know? A little bit of coaching from me there.
Brilliant.
I kept my voice quiet. I'm gonna stop. Believe. I probably they all heard me, didn't they? Okay, let us know in the chat room. Did you hear me? Did you hear Emily? And did you hear Shauna? It's quite good, actually. Quite funny. Seems as if we are having technical difficulties. Then we'll just enjoy the music with them. Why not? So let's go back to our phone lines. Let me catch my breath there. And let's go to ID code 856 and say, hi, 856. Are you there with us? Hi, 856. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Sorry, we missed that. Go on. What was your name, sorry?
Laura.
Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Can I ask you where you're calling from, Laura?
New Jersey.
Okay, perfect. Laura, okay, you're going to have me for the reading, okay, which is wonderful. Let me link to Spirit and see what comes through, Laura. Is that okay for you?
Sure.
Perfect. Laura, I do believe I have a gentleman in the Spirit world that wants to come forward to make their connection there to you, first of all. And this gentleman, I know that he comes through that he would have been quite a profound man in his life of when he was here with us. I do believe that he would have been a gentleman that that's very much of a well-dressed, smartly dressed kind of a man of when he was here with us. I do believe that he would link to your dad's side. I want to place him as your granddad. So would you understand for me your granddad there in the spirit world?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that he was a very smartly dressed, a very much appearances very important to him? And I believe his mannerism was very smart when he was here with us as well. Would you understand that's where he would have been there, Laura, when he was here with us?
I guess I wouldn't have thought that because I was just a child when, you know, when he passed. But I suppose that's a possibility. I just, you know, from a child's perspective, you don't really think of him as being smartly dressed.
Okay, so long as you understand the way that he comes forward, because I know that he links around your life at the moment there, Laura, and I do believe as he comes into your vibration that he makes me aware that there's conditions in your life that you feel very much like I need to be on top of my game, for want of a better word. I believe I need to be very much smarter than everyone else. Would you understand why I would say that there to you, Laura?
No, I don't know why you would say that.
Okay. Laura, would you understand, Laura, why I would say to you at the moment in your life that you're applying for things, you're wanting something new in your life, is that right?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Okay, see, so you need to be smarter than everyone else, okay? To get to where you need to be in life and what you want in your life, you have to be smarter than everyone else, okay? Do you understand of it now?
I believe I have to be smart, but I don't know if it's smarter than anyone else. That's not a thought that comes to my mind. But yeah, I understand I have to be smart to get what I want.
Okay. See, so I know that I want to say that you're about being smarter. So as you're saying that you need to be smart about it, yes, you need to be smarter and smarter than anyone else that's applying or wanting to change their lives like the way you want to change your life. See, because I know that your granddad is coming forward there just to say to you that you need to push forward with this and do what's right for yourself. And, you know, I know that you're quite a caring kind of a person in your nature. I know that you're quite an honest kind of a person in your life as well. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
See, and I know as well that as this gentleman steps forward, he makes me aware that, you know, that you are... too nice for your own good sometimes. And I don't mean that detrimental. I don't mean it to be any other way, but, you know, you're too nice for your own good sometimes because you'd rather give than receive. And I don't mean that in any nasty way, but that's the way you are in your character-wise. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's true.
Because your granddad has come close to me at the moment to make me aware of that condition in your life, okay? And what he has come to say to me is that, you know, sometimes we need to keep our cards close to our chest. Sometimes we need to be smarter. Sometimes we need to be a little bit, not devious, but do what's right for ourselves. Because when we're on the right level and on the right track, that everything else in our lives will kind of fall into suit together and will suit everyone else, not just yourself. So, you know, it's not being selfish, but, you know, start doing more for yourself. And you'll find that your life will start changing in the direction that you're looking forward for, okay? I am also being made aware as well that you know, don't give up on your dream, okay? Like that song played there, I don't know if you could hear the kids singing in the background there, because I turned the volume up a bit and I turned the microphones up, quite sneaky of me, really, but don't stop believing. That's what I want to put in your life. Don't stop believing. It is there for you. Take those steps. Do what's right for yourself. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember, download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. Let's go to area code 989 and say hi, 989. Are you there with us?
Hi. My name is Chrissy.
Chrissy.
Yes.
Okay, Christiane, can I ask you where you're calling from there?
Michigan.
Michigan. Okay, well, we seem to be hearing you loud and clear, which is a good thing. You know, who knows what happens tonight, who knows. But let me hand you over to Lee. Lee, this is Christiane, it's over to you, mate.
Hello, Chrissy, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, just for have you got a question for me, Chrissy?
I would like to connect with my father. He passed away 10 months ago, excuse me.
You want to connect with your mother in spirit, yeah?
My mom's here, but like my dad, he passed away 10 months ago.
I'm sorry, I got a really bad line to answer you. Just bear me for a second, I'll link in for you, right? Now, the first message around you two is that you come across a very confident person, he's telling me. But inside, you can be very insecure. Can you understand me, yeah?
Yes.
Right? He's also telling me he feels that you haven't got the right balance in your life at the present moment either, you know?
What do I need to do?
And he's also telling me that you've got a lot of delays around you. You've got a lot of jealousy and envy around you at the moment as well.
Say that one more time. I'm sorry?
He's telling me that you feel like there's a lot of delays around you at the moment. And you've got a lot of jealousy, a lot of envy and spite around you. So you've got to be very careful who you're putting your trust into.
Okay.
Right? He's also telling that you can rush into things very quickly as well, you know?
Yes.
Right? And he's telling me that you're doing a lot of thinking all the time, that you do a lot of analysing, you know?
I do.
Right?
Yes, and I do.
Now, are you looking for a new job or a promotion?
I'm looking into doing something to make me feel better, like as for like working hospice, like would I feel that there's something more that I can give to somebody else, you know, and it has nothing to do with money. Like I just want to give myself like to other people, you know.
Right. What I can see a new job for you. And if you're working in the caring environment, it's where you're meant to be. I also feel
that's what I feel.
Yeah, he's also be very good at working in mental health. Are you still there?
Yes. Mhm.
He's showing me to be very good at working in mental health. This will be really good for you because spiritually, that's guiding you, and he wants you to go forward. Now, you know. You'd also be very good for people with like schizophrenia, borderline personality, severe depression. All this, in this kind of atmosphere was really good for you. Can you understand me? Yes? Because it won't be just about the money. To you, you'll find it emotionally very rewarding, you know?
Right, and that's what I'm looking for, is something that'll emotionally make me feel good, you know, that I'm doing 100%. Would I like also do Reiki, but it's just I would like to offer it for free, but it's just trying to get people in the area that I live in to understand what it is.
Well, as you know,
I think a lot of people are afraid.
Right. Well, as you know, Reiki, I'm a Reiki master and teacher as well, so I understand a lot about Reiki. But where Reiki is concerned, I feel doing it for people in the community isn't where you're meant to be. You need to be working more mental health where you can heal people there. That's where you should be, you know? Your father's also telling me that all the emotional baggage you carry around with you, you can let go of all your emotional baggage.
I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to do that. Like, would it have been 10 months just a few days ago? And it's just, you know, like I'm just getting all the memories of, which actually you were talking to a caller and it sounded just like my dad, as for he was sick for a while and then he had the stomach cancer and he fought until like the end. And that was exactly what my dad did. Sounded so much like him.
Well, your dad's asking you now to destroy the past now because he wants you to rebuild a new future for yourself. He's also now asking you to remember him by the happy memories you created together, not the man he was before he passed over, you know?
Right. Does he have any, like, advice as for what I can do to help my mom, just because my mom is really having a hard time with healing and, you know?
He's telling me to tell you to be a friend, not just be a daughter to your mother, but also be a friend to her.
I try, just because she's hard. She's very hard to deal with. Like she's a very hard person to deal with, and I try.
Yeah, and this way you will just say like a friend, but your father's telling you you've got to stop thinking things too personal. And you've got to love yourself with boundaries. Yeah. Say, look, this is what I'm going to do to help the person. This is my space now. I need to do this for myself. You've got to detach yourself from situations as well. Because you have too emotionally involved situations all the time. Your father's telling that you worry too much.
Yes.
You worry too much over problems, not just your own, but other people's ones too. And he wants
everybody else's. Yes.
Right?
Yes, I do.
Right? Because that's why you haven't got the right balance for, I can see. Because you don't feel complete inside. And you often get insecure inside. And you're also afraid of change. You don't want no change. It's out of your control. And you blame yourself.
Yes. You know, I like can give advice for anybody, and I don't take it myself.
And this is what he's saying to you, you are your own worst enemy. You know, because you are your own worst critic. You criticize yourself too much. You're always looking what's wrong with you, not what's right with you.
Mhm.
And your father's saying that you are a loving person. You're also a very powerful person, and he's telling you, you know how to be powerful, but in a loving way that benefits yourself and others around you, right? But you've got to stop feeling guilty all the time, because your father's telling you you've done nothing to feel guilty about.
Thank you. That's what I needed to hear, because I think my mom always played that card with, she expects so much of me, but she never wants to say thank you or appreciate the things that I've ever done. It's always more, more, more. You know, like, gimme, gimme, gimme. And, like, I've always felt like I've never done enough.
Your father's telling you, well, your mother's concerned, she plays the saint and the victim and the martyr all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? And you've got to stop letting your mother take your confidence, stop letting her take your confidence away from you.
Yes.
Understand? Don't let her do that to you. Understand? Because as I said, as your father said, first of all, you've got a lot of jealousy, envy, and spite around you. The lot of jealousy you got around you, a lot of it's coming off your mother as well.
Right. You know, like, I'm a very happy, helpful person, but then whenever she talks to me, it's all negative, and, you know, and it just brings me down, and I try to be positive, and she just doesn't want to hear it. She just, you know, so, but she's my mom, so, like, how can I, you know, tell her, step
Listen.
Aside, like I need a break from you.
Okay, your father's telling me don't let your mother drain you. Can you understand me?
Okay.
He's also telling me to just accept your mother for who she is. Don't try and change her.
That's what Dad always said. She is never going to change.
Nope.
You know, and like Dad always gave me like the best advice and now he's gone.
Right, you're saying you've got to start and your dad accept her for who she is and just do the right thing at the right time. This is what you need to do. Right? And you also got to focus more upon your personal life.
Okay.
Can I understand you got to focus more upon...
Now, like, does he have anything that he wants to say about my daughter.
I'm sorry, I've got a very bad line I have. Could you repeat the question for me, please?
Now, like, does he have a message for my daughter, would I have an 8-year-old daughter?
Right, well, your father's telling me, he's giving me blue, tells me he's giving your daughter healing, and he's giving her protection.
Okay.
You understand? He's giving healing, he doesn't want you to worry about your daughter. He wants you to focus more upon yourself. Stop and try and live your life with people, he's saying. Live your life more through to yourself.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I hope you enjoyed
your thing. I really needed to hear all of this. I really did.
Awesome. Thank you. You know, do yourself...
I appreciate it.
Work with your chakra. You Reiki is similar for protection, so put your chakra around your room and your house. Put your chakra around yourself and put your protection there, you know, with the chakra. You know the Reiki symbol, chakra?
Yes.
The chakra symbol.
You know, and each time that, my mom calls or I know she's coming over, I say shield on, you know, like what I try to, I try to surround myself with white light and just, you know, shield on, and I don't know why it's not working.
Right, well, no, I need to, your mother leaves the house, needs you to cleanse the house for me, yeah? You need to
buy what?
Some...
I just did that. I just did it for the first time 2 days ago.
Brilliant. What I want you to do now, right, I want you to buy some dragon's blood incense. So the dragon's blood is resting from a plant and incense that will dispel all negative energies and also negative spirits from your house, and it invites the positive spirits in, the positive saints, you know. It's used by curanderos and by orishas all through South America, and it's very powerful.
Thank you so much.
I'm just glad the good Lord chose to help you through me.
Thank you so much. I really needed to hear this just because everything that you said was exactly what I'm dealing with, and I needed that guidance, so thank you.
Yeah, and I think you need a new relationship as well.
I hope not, because I'm married.
Yeah, I don't mean with a man, I mean with a friend, one that you can talk to.
What's that?
I don't mean with a man, I don't mean a personal relationship. You need a new relationship, a new friendship, someone that you can talk to, someone that understands you, that's what you need.
Okay. But I have a hard time opening up to people just because I don't want to be the Debbie Downer. Like, I don't want to be the person talking to somebody about things that I deal with.
Yeah.
Like, I just keep it to myself, you know.
That's what you need, because people think you're around you, don't really feel like your friend. You need a new relationship, a true friend that you can talk to. That's what you need, you know? You need somebody like an Aquarius in your life, or like a Libra, someone who's very intuitive and very understanding. That's what you need, you know?
Thank you. You know, like, what I think that I just closed myself off to opening up to people to let them know everything about me just because... I can never trust anybody, I feel.
Yeah, but this means you need someone you can talk to that can understand you, you know? At the moment, I don't think your mom just seems to understand you. I don't really think your mom understands you either.
No, I mean, like, my mom's all about her, you know? Like, she acts as if my father's passing, that she's the only one that's ever lost somebody, you know? She never asked, how am I doing? Everything has to be catered to her, you know. And that's what I have a hard time with, just because I haven't really been able to grieve because I'm so involved in taking care of her feelings and making sure she's okay. But then I don't get appreciated, you know.
No, listen, you need to take back control of your own life, you know. That's what you need to do.
Thank you so much. Thank
bless
you.
You.
Okay,
bless
well, thank
you.
You.
Thank you.
Chrissy, thank you very much for calling there. Remember,
thank
you always
you.
Don't without reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I say thank you very much for calling there.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, let's go back to our call list and let's go to area code 510 and say, oh, I pressed the wrong button. Okay, I'm going to press it for 818. Hi, can we take your name there, please?
Yes, hello. My name is Danielle, and I'm calling from Woodland Hills, California. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, we heard the California bit. We didn't catch your name. Sorry, what was your name?
Danielle.
Danielle.
Yes.
Okay, Danielle, and you're calling from California. And what was the reason that you came in for, Danielle?
To see if I have any, if anyone in spirit has any messages for me or a guides, ascended masters, angels, loved ones. You know, my mother and father are both in spirit. I'm an only child.
Danielle, let me stop you there, Danielle, because it's up to us to prove to you of who is with us. Now you tell us, okay?
Oh, yes.
Let me make a connection to the spirit world there, Danielle, and we'll see where we go, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Now, was it your father there, please, that passed with a heart condition? Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, because I know I've got your father that stands by the side of me at the moment. And see, as your father stands by the side of me, he tells me he passed with a heart condition, and he passed very quickly home to the spirit world, even though that he knew about this condition for some time. But I know that his passing was quite sudden in the end. Now, I know, see, as your father steps close, he tells me that he's been in your life for quite some time. He's been around your life for quite some time. Because, Danielle, if I said to you that your life's been very much up and down of late, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
And yeah, if I said to you that you feel as if you've been pulled from one place to the other, like back and forth, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Yes.
See, because he tells me that your life's been very difficult of late. It's been very much in and out, and it's been very much that you've fought for everything that you are having at the moment in your life. And I know it's been that difficult that you're finding it. Which way do I go from here? You're finding it, you're trying to battle with everything that you're going on within your life. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay, see, because your father is that close to me, he tells me about these conditions, and he tells me that, you know, that it's not always as black and white as you see it. Now, I don't mean that to be disrespectful, but would I be right there, Danielle, in saying to you that sometimes that you see him the way that you want to see him, that you're kind of blinded to what's going on in your life? Is that right?
I do like to see things the way I want to see it, but I am very aware of what's going on.
There we are. So, right, he's right in what he's saying, and isn't he, that you like it the way that you see it. See, and I know that he tells me there that sometimes we need to kind of see it for what it is and understand it for what it is instead of trying to put our own interpretation upon things. And I know I want to say that you, no matter what, that he will always be around your vibration to prove to you that's called the spirit world, that your father in the spirit world is very close into your vibration. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Now, I know I want to talk to you about your mum as well there, because I know that, as I'm aware of your mum, that she was a lady that she carried a little bit of weight with her before she passed on to the spirit world. Is that right?
Just a little, yes.
Perfect.
Okay,
let me work with Danielle, because, you know, I need to prove to you, not you telling me. Now, would I be right to say to you that she would have been the kind of lady that needed quite a bit of support, quite a bit of comforting before she passed? Because I'm aware of the support that was given to this lady, to your mum, before she passed home to the spirit world. Is that right?
Yes.
Bless her heart, okay? Because I know that she's made a step forward here from the spirit world to be with you at the moment there, because she tells me that, again, that there's a need. And, you know, she's referring to you as my little girl, and I believe that's what she always would have done in this life, is refer to you as my little girl, and she just wants to feel that it's her place at the moment to take care of you, to nurture you, and to join in the two of you together as one again. She tells me here that there's not a day goes by that she doesn't think of you and you don't think of her. Is that right?
Yeah.
See, because she tells me that she's always at the forefront of your mind. And see what they've come from, what your mum and dad has come from. See, there's other people here as well. Your grandmother, your mother's mother is there with you as well in the spirit world. I know that as your mother's mother steps into the vibration, she was more of the kind of lady that we would listen to. We would take heed of what she would say, because as she would say it, she would mean it with you know, her voice. you knew she meant what she had to say within her voice. Is that right?
Yeah.
Bless her heart. See, because I know that they all are around you at the moment there, Danielle, to prove that continuation, that life doesn't end at that grave, but just the continuation of life is there with you to give you the guidance and support that you need at the moment. I'm being told there, have you been visiting the doctor or something, or there's been a medical issue that's going on in your life at the moment? Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So again, stay away of proving there to you that they are there with you. You're not alone in this life. They will always be around your vibration. But you know, the easiest way to explain it is like, let's take it like baby steps, one foot in front of the other, and tread carefully, one step at a time there, Danielle. Do you understand why I would say that there to you?
No.
Okay. Okay. Would you understand if I said to you that there's a condition in your life where you need to tread a little bit more careful? Take it one step at a time.
Maybe medically.
Okay. See, that's what they're talking about, isn't it? In all walks of your life. One step at a time. Okay? Because I know that's where I want to place you.
Okay.
Okay? And I know that as she comes forward, that's what she's got to say. Okay? One step at a time. Okay? Danielle, does that help you a little bit?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, because I had asked them before I called if they could please come through to you and give me a message or words of encouragement or let me know of anything coming up. So this was wonderful.
Bless your heart. And please, you know, do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you so very much, and namaste to you both.
You have a wonderful day there, Danielle. I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. You too. Blessing.
Let's go to go straight back to the phone lines there, Lee, and let's go to area code 760 and say, hi, 760, are you there with us? Hi, 760, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, yes. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi.
Hi, yes. Can we take your name, please?
Oh, yeah, hi. It's Jill.
Jill. Hi, Jill. How are you doing there? And can I ask
I'm
you where
you're calling from? Yeah, I'm calling from Spain.
From Spain. Wonderful. Okay, Jill, I'm going to work with you. Is that okay?
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay, Jill, let me just start off by saying, you know, what I do is I link to the spirit world and bring the evidence that they've come for. So, Jill, let me just start by saying it to you. I know that there's someone here in the spirit world that's trying to make the communication there through myself to you. And, Jill, as I'm linking there with you, I believe I have a lady that comes forward from the spirit world, a lady that I feel that when she passed that she needed quite a bit of care that was taken for her before she passed on to the spirit world. I know that you needed quite a bit of care for her before she passed. I believe that she would have had quite a bit of care that was given to her. So, Jill, I know that this lady could link to you there, maybe towards like mum's side of the family, maybe a bit closer there to you, like your mum or definitely your grandmum, because I know that she comes through on that vibration.
Yeah.
And I know, see, that this lady makes me aware that she lost quite a bit of weight, the Jill, before she passed on, because I'm seeing her face and it's starting to slim down towards the end of her life. And as her face slims down, well, that's how she would have been before she passed on to the spirit world. Did you understand of this, the Jill?
Yeah, definitely. That's my mother's sister, my aunt, who died about 3 years ago.
Perfect. Now, let me tell you what she's come for. Or what you've linked with me for there, because she tells me that you're at the point of your life where you feel, I want to use the word lost and stuck. Do you understand this? Like, what am I doing? Where am I going? How am I going to get there? What am I doing here? Do you understand of this?
Yeah, that's very true. That's correct.
Because that's what she's
that's
telling
correct.
Me, saying to me that you're feeling very much restricted in your vibration at the moment there, Jill. And I know as she comes forward, she says to me that you have to follow your heart. And you have to follow that inner feeling there where the spirit will inspire you. See, I know that you are quite well aware of the spirit world yourself. I know that you are quite of an understanding of a level of life after death yourself. Is that right?
It certainly is. That's true. I worry for my children. I have four children. I worry for my daughters. I worry about their life, how their life will pan out.
Okay. Now, see, let me just ask this lady that question here about that you're worried about your children and how things are. Okay. She keeps saying to me here that that's one thing that you always do. You are one of life's little worriers there, aren't you, Jill? Is that right?
Yeah.
And you're always kind of worrying about what's going to happen next week, next month, next year, and everybody else comes into that vibration of what is the best thing to do with them and how can I make their lives better? How can I protect them? How can I do more for them? And I don't know why, but the middle child... So you would understand that there's a middle child, is that right?
Well, I've got four daughters.
Four daughters. Okay. So obviously there could be one of two of them, wouldn't there? The middle child. Now, see, I'm trying to make sense of this, and I shouldn't be doing that, because she talks to me about the middle child, that there's been concerns to do with the middle one. So which one of the two middle ones that there's been concerns about? Jill, who would you understand that one would be with?
Probably the third one.
The third daughter. Okay, so if you're looking at the third daughter, that would be like the middle one, wouldn't it? And that's me trying on things. I shouldn't be doing that. But I know that she talks to me about that's the one that's giving you the greatest of concerns at the moment, is that right?
Yes.
And see, she talks to me here about, instead of worrying too much for her, sometimes we need to let them get on with things rather than trying to wrap them up in cotton wool, for want of a better word. And, I've got daughters of my own, and I know how difficult it is sometimes. When you're trying your best to protect them, they feel you're pushing them away or they feel like pushed away. And I want to say to you that that's how this thing is going, that when it's feeling as if I'm being pushed away, whilst you're trying to do your best to protect, and it's kind of clashing in between. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, that's correct, completely correct.
Okay, and what I'm going to say next, and please do not take it the wrong way, but, if we backed off a little, but just be there in that moment of need, would you understand why I would say that to you? Because that moment of need, at the moment, it is there, but not as much as it could be there, but if we backed off a little, then it would disappear a bit because, you know the old saying, leave the reins loose and then they'll come running back. That's what I want to put in your life, okay? So let her have a little bit of slack, a little bit of leeway. Excuse me, the last bit of this cold that I've had since January is still hanging on. But I know I want to let the reins loose a little and let them come back to you. When they come back to you, they'll realize that, hey, Mum was only doing this for the best intentions. And that's where I need to put in your vibration, Jill. Do you understand of this?
I understand. And is that what my aunt thinks as well?
Perfect. Now,
from the other side.
I want to talk to you here about a gentleman that I'm aware of in the spirit world, that as he comes forward, he certainly makes me aware that I know that his mind wasn't altogether the best before he passed. I know that he makes me aware that before he passed, that his feet, he wasn't steady upon his feet before he passed. And I believe that when he passed on to the spirit world, he would have taken a fall. I want to say maybe he took a knock to the head before he passed on to the spirit world. His feet are so unsteady. I know that he makes me aware that he didn't pass straight away, but he certainly passed within a few weeks, if for want of a better way, because I'm aware that there was a few weeks later I passed. But it was certainly this bump to my head that would have resulted in my passing. And, he stands just so clearly. I know that he would be maybe around the 6-foot-ish area of when he was here with us. He would have been kind of like, would like to look his best, even though that it maybe wasn't the best appearance. But to him, he was looking his best. And in his appearance, quite dapper. I know you would understand that word, but quite dapper in his way. Do you understand of this?
I do. I think that's my ex-husband.
Your ex-husband. Okay. And what
yes,
I've been writing
so much, so much.
That as he's in the spirit world now, that he comes forward to be
yes.
around you, because he says to me about, and again, please don't take this the wrong way, but controlling. Would you understand the word controlling to do
definitely.
With your ex?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Yes, very and controlling.
Perfect. I don't mean perfect because he was, but perfect the way that he comes through and gives me that information there, because he makes me aware to say that you, Jill, that you have to do what's right for yourself and do what's best for yourself. And no matter what, no matter what, you have to start doing what's right by you and by others. Does that make sense there to you, Jill?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, big sense.
You know, for, for some reason, why would I say to you there about your foot? Have you like stubbed your toe or something, or hurt your foot or something?
No, definitely not. No, I haven't.
If that's not you, why would I link that around
no.
you?
I don't know. Because, I can't think.
Because for some reason I want to kick my desk here in Studio One, and I know it, you know, I don't want to kick my desk, Jill. That's the last thing I want to do. But why would I want to do that now? So I don't know if somebody have just done it, or maybe that's something that we need to remember. I've said that to you, but it's like as if I want to stub my toe. Just have a little think around there, okay, around those that's closest to you, because I know that's what I want to do there, Jill. Okay. Does that reading help you a bit?
That really does. It really helps me. Thank you so much.
Bless
Thank
your
you
heart.
So much.
I've got to leave
Thank
you there
you.
Now. But
okay.
before I do, somebody keeps shouting to me, Christmas. Tell her Christmas. What happened? Okay. Who would have passed a
Christmas
day with?
Nobody passed at Christmas. My uncle was diagnosed with cancer, but nobody passed at Christmas. I was upset at Christmas because I was away from my fourth daughter, my youngest daughter, and I missed her very much. So that's what that could be.
Okay. Well, I'm just being made aware to say that to you, Christmas. So obviously the Christmas didn't feel right to you there, so that it would have been hurt and upset.
No.
That's fine. Okay. Jill, please take what I've given you there, and remember, please do download a copy of that reading. Simply go to the archives, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM for a copy of that reading in my archives. Or come on over to my Facebook page, which is Mike Davis Medium, and that's where you'll be able to retrieve that. And I say thank you very much for calling in there.
I'll do that. Thank you so much for your help. Bye-bye.
Okay, before we go back to the phone lines, we're going to go to our next song, and fingers crossed with this one, and let's hope that this plays there for you.
Yeah.
The wonderful Eva Cassidy, Fields of Gold. Okay, so if you want to get a hold of Lee Petrolingo, simply go to gypsylee-co.uk, and that's where you can get hold of Lee, or even go to Facebook and go to Lee Petrolingo on Facebook. I know Lee has just had him sharply take an exit out of Studio One, so I'm here to hold the fort, so to speak, for the rest of the show. Let me go to area code 302 and say hi, 302. Are you there with us?
I am. Hi.
Hi. Can I take your name there, please?
Yes, my name is Taria.
Taria.
Okay, Taria. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Delaware.
Delaware, perfect. And what was the reason that you called in for, Taria, this evening?
I'm actually calling because a friend of mine went missing when he went overseas on a work assignment, and I just wanted to know what you saw with him. Is he going to reach out? Is he going to return? Has he passed over? Because we on this side, we don't know anything about where he is.
Okay, well, what I can do there for you, Taria, I can make a link to the spirit world and see where we go with that, okay? But as of trying to find someone in person, I don't know. But let me link to the spirit world and see where we go. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Taria, I know that I'm aware of a lady that comes through, first of all, that wants to be remembered here to you. I know that lady would have been quite a short lady, quite the kind of lady that I feel would be quite slight to the build of her body before she crosses over to the other side of life. I know that she would be a lady that I feel that would have been quite a nice age on her when she passed on to the spirit world. Now, a nice age, I don't know what a nice age is, but she makes me aware of being like in her late 80s. I feel 88, maybe 89 of when she passed. I do believe that she links there with you within your mum's side of your family. And maybe saying to you there, your grandmother, because that's why I feel your nana that comes forward there from the spirit world to be with you at the moment. So do you understand if your grandmother there, up on your mum's side in the spirit world, Mm-hmm. And you'd understand that she was a short, slim lady, but a lady that, I want to say gracefully, would have passed over to the spirit world. I'm very much of a, you know, I want to use the word, a nice controlled kind of environment of where it was peaceful for her of when she passed. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense, did you?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Bless her heart, because she's so peaceful, comes through into the vibration here. She just gently comes in and she says to me that I need to be here. I need to be around you at the moment. And I need to bring calm. I need to bring order within your life. And I feel that, you know, I know that the question was about is this somebody you've crossed or are they missing or I don't know. But what she makes me aware to say to you is that let's bring a sea of calm around you. Let's bring calmness, because I feel since the moment this thing has happened that you've been all up in the air. And I believe that your vibration has been very much all over the place, for want of a better word. Do you understand of that there, Tariya, at the moment?
Yes, that's true.
And I believe that you thought of nothing else. But how would you find out? Does that make sense there, Chi?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is true.
And she says to me that you've exhausted every avenue you possibly could. You've spent days upon days of searching through every channel that you possibly can. Is that right?
Yes, that is true. Mm-hmm.
For some reason there, Tariya, that she, as she comes through, she makes me aware that as I bring the sea of calm around you, I do see. I want to say to you there that. Okay, I want to stick my neck on the lines here. Not that. Okay, I want to say to you that you will find your answers. Okay, you will find your answers, and I believe in some way. I want to see. It's like if she smiles at me, and I know that I need to put around you. I want to bring a smile to your face. You will get your answers, and I believe quite soon. I believe that will be sooner than what you think. And if I said to you there that you've given yourself a time limit, a time limit to find this person, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And see, she makes me aware for some reason by the month of June, so I don't know if that's when your time limit is. You've given yourself that you're going to put your heart and soul into this up until June. Does that make sense there, Chi?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
See, isn't it wonderful when they display the wonderful information and evidence that they come through with? And I believe that's what she has come to say to me. By June, that's when your time limit is. And I believe I want to bring a sea of calmness, as I've said. I want to bring a smile to your face, as I've already said there. To do with this condition and this situation in your vibration there. Now, for some reason there, I feel as if I need to just turn to you and look at you for some reason there. Because what I'd be right in saying to you that there's a need in your own life, there's a need of bringing balance and restoring order into your life at the moment. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's absolutely right.
That's what she's telling me here. As I look at you, that there's a need for yourself, okay? And again, you know, it's all very well trying to look after everyone else, but someone needs to take care of us. And I believe the first, we need to start on that journey by taking ourselves seriously and taking ourselves on a level where I want to bring, restore order and balance into your life. Does that help you a little bit there, Tariya?
It does. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Remember, you can always download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. Lastly, thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, so straight back to the phone lines, and as I'm doing so, let me go to area code 561, and let's have a look at 561. Are you there with us?
Yes.
Hi. Can I take your name there, please?
Hi, it's Stacey.
Stacey.
Yes.
Okay, Stacey, can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
I'm calling from Florida.
Wonderful. A lovely place. You know, I visited Florida and due to return my visit there this year down in at West Palm Beach there. So you never know, Stacey. You could have the opportunity to come and see me live as some wonderful people. just the end of not last year, but the year before, when I was doing that little tour there in Florida. So what was the reason, Stacey, that you called in for?
Well, I'm just calling this in general, see what you see coming up. Everything's kind of crazy right now.
Okay, that's fine. Now, I know, see, as I want to make a connection here with you, Stacey, I do feel, I feel exhausted. Not me, but would you understand that you feel quite exhausted within your life at the moment? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And, if I'm tired. I'm tired of the things that's been going on, and it's been going on and on for such a long time that you're feeling, I've had enough, and it's about time that I took back control of my life. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And I know, see, that as I'm making a connection to the spirit world, that there is a lady that's stepped forward that's given me this information. And I know that as this lady steps forward, that she makes me feel that, that she would have been quite a nicely built lady before she passed on to the spirit world there. She would have been the kind of lady that I would say that if I had to put a height on her, that she would stand maybe around the 5'3", 5'4", of her height of when she was here with us. And you know, she wasn't an elderly lady when she passed. I believe maybe around the early 60s of when she passed, which is not old at all these days. But maybe around the 63, in fact, I feel of when she passed on to the spirit world. Do you understand of this?
Not that age. I can't think.
Okay, let me go a step further with her, because she makes me believe that she would link to your mum's side of your family, because I feel a great pull towards your...
Oh, yeah. No, yes.
Perfect. See, because I know that's where she is, and that's where she ties me. And, you know, she tells me that she's been there for quite some time. Is that right?
Yeah.
And she tells me that since she has passed, so much in life has changed. To know that she's been over there for quite a number of years. And she tells me that, that there's been many others that's passed on after her. And she just makes me aware that the only way that things will change in your life, if you make those steps to do so, because you've just kind of gone along with it for now. Does that make sense there to you, Stacey?
Yes, it does.
And... why would I talk to you about, like, restudying? Would you understand about restudying?
Yeah, going back to school.
You're going back to school. Well, isn't that perfect? Because
that's my goal.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Restudying to get to where you need to be in life, because now you do have a vision. Now you do have a goal, an aim within your life. Do you understand of that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I know that that's who... who she is and where she is in your vibration. Now, I know that that as she comes close, she wants me to just wish you well. She wants me to say that you go for a girl, because you have the ability to do just that, instead of thinking that you can't, because you put a lot of self-doubt in front of yourself there, Stacey. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
And I know as she brings up this around my vibration, she tells me here about take away the self-doubt and put in the self-praise, because that's exactly what I need to put in your life, self-praise rather than the self-doubt. Do you understand that there, Stacey?
Yes, I do.
Bless your heart. Stacey, I know I want to move on there because I've got literally a few minutes left of the show. But Stacey, remember, please do download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say
okay.
Thank you very much.
I will. And thank you.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. We have a Skype caller here, and they're going to bring the Skype caller in. And say hi, Skype caller. It's James. Hi, James. Are you there with us?
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
That's okay. And is that your name, Jane, is it?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jane. And can I ask you where you're calling from?
Toronto, Canada.
Canada. Perfect. And Jane, I don't know what the reason was that you called in for, but let me just make a connection to the spirit world there, Jane, and just bring through whoever I need to bring through for you. Is that okay?
Thank you. Yes.
And see, I know, see, at the minute that you know, I was looking down in my list there thinking, oh my gosh, I'll never get through all these callers in just a few minutes, and I've got a full list in front of me here. But Jane, I know that you kind of just jumped out at me, which would normally mean that that's where I need to go to next. And, you know, Jane, I want to bring through of a gentleman that comes through into the vibration. I believe that in some way, would you understand of a gentleman that hasn't long crossed over to the spirit world?
What did you mean the hasn't crossed over that long? Is that what you said?
Yes, he hasn't been in the spirit world a long time.
Yeah, like, how long is long?
Okay, I want to say not long. I want to say maybe this year, or maybe at the ending of last year. I know I don't want to go too much longer than that.
I'm not sure.
Okay, let me just give you the information, and we'll see where we go with him, because I know that I believe that he ties there with yourself. Now, let me just talk to you of a gentleman that I feel that didn't take no warnings in this life. He just got on with his life, done what he pleased, and no matter what any consequences, because he tells me here that he just done exactly what he needed to do. I believe that in some way that, and I don't mean this disrespectful, but I would have kept abusing my body because I want to drink here, and I want to, it's alcohol. I feel I want to keep drinking alcohol, and to the point of where, well, you know, when it's my time, I believe this is his attitude of when it's my time to go, I'll just go, never mind whether I'm drinking, whether I'm doing whatever I'm doing, when it's my time to cross, I'll cross over into the world of light whenever my time comes, okay? As I said, I believe it's either this year or maybe the ending of last year. I believe this man is not an old man. I believe that he's maybe around his early 50s, I want to place him, of when he passed. Now, he makes me aware that he connects to you because through other people. Now, I believe in some way that you're the kind of person that's a very down-to-earth, a very caring kind of a lady, the Jane, in your vibration. Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
And would I be right in saying to you there that you've always helped others in your vibration,
yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And to the point of where I feel as if you could have worked, maybe it'd be voluntary or what, I don't know, but I could help lots of people in my life. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes, that totally does.
Okay, and see, this is the area he comes from because he makes me aware. See, and it doesn't have to be our family, Jane, that comes through. It doesn't have to be our mums and dads. And, you know, this gentleman just displays that to us, to everyone that's listening, that, you know, it could be someone that we just met or someone we just knew. And he makes me aware that the reason why he's come is because you kind of touched upon his life at some point. And he wants to just touch upon your life at the moment. And he talks to me here about that your sleep pattern, Jane, is not quite right at the moment. Is that right?
Oh, that's very true.
See, and he tells me there that as your sleep pattern's not quite right at the moment, that he makes me feel see, it's like as if you're going through a difficult patch in your life there, Jane. Do you understand of this?
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Trying to find out who, and I don't mean this disrespectful, but who we are. Who are we? Why am I here? What am I doing? Why am I doing this for? Do you understand of this?
Yes.
See, and he just comes through to say that you know, that the work that you're doing for others, it's absolutely second to none, okay? And you need to start giving yourself credit for what you've done in your life, because I believe that you're, I'm not saying physically making a boxes up of good and bad, but you're kind of listing things maybe in your mind of what I've done. Is this been good in my life? Is this been bad in my life? And he tells me that what you've done for him was certainly a good thing, and for others in your life, that it's ticking the good boxes, if you. And I want to say that you've ticking several of these good boxes. So please, Jane, please, stop putting yourself down. You know, you're better than that. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And he tells me there, you know, that it's not your fault. Would you understand, excuse me, why you would say that to me? It's not your fault. And, you know, you have to stop blaming yourself for what's gone on. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
And see, he tells me that what you, not so much of what you need, but I feel what he would want there for you. Take a big deep breath and look at everything that we've done with an open pair of eyes and just say to you, yes, I have achieved, and you've achieved a lot in your life, Jean. Does that help you a bit?
Yes, thank you.
Excuse me. Jane, please take his love.
I have no idea who he is.
Okay, well, remember the ones that you've helped within your life? I'm sure
I've
that...
I've helped many.
Okay, then it's always difficult, Jane, isn't it, when you've touched many people's lives?
Yeah.
It's always difficult to find one in particular. Let me just ask him for something else that would clarify and clear it up there for you.
Thank
without
you.
Too much. See, he talks to me here about that, as I said about the drinking, I believe that there have been someone that that you would have kind of, not so much taking care of, like taking them in and feeding them, I don't mean that, but what I mean is that you would have tried to give him that solid bit of advice. See, because you're good at that, Jane, aren't you? You're good at giving solid advice, is that right?
Yeah, yes.
And I believe that you would have given him solid advice. He talks to me about the store. Now, I know that in America you call the stores what I would call a shop. And I believe it's by the store. This man, you would have come into contact with him by the store. And that's where the advice would have come in there, Jane.
Oh, he could have met me then under another pretense. I had a different business. That was a number of years ago.
Okay. Well, as you can hear there, Jane, that my time is really done here. But
okay,
please,
okay.
His love. Please do download a copy of that reading. I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you. That was so cool. Thank you. I needed that today.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we are at the end of the show, and I want to thank everyone who is still on the phone lines and apologize to you all profusely, you know, about not being able to get to you. But remember, we're back here at the same time next week, but in America, it's going to be an hour later. It's going to be 4 p.m. Eastern time. The UK time is still the same, 8 p.m. until our clocks go forward. For me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.